Once again, it's time for Once Upon a Time. Time.
Is this right?
Welcome to 401 Stories. Princess Lisa's Curveball. Once upon a time, there was a young princess named Lisa who loved one thing more than anything else in the entire world. And that one thing was baseball. Princess Lisa loved baseball. She loved getting dirty, sliding into second base, and she loved breaking off a curveball. She loved a close play at the plate. She loved baseball. Now, her father, the king, liked to ask her,
"My dear, when you grow into a lady, what shall you be? Shall you be the greatest painter in the land? The greatest horseback rider? Shall you be the greatest seamstress? When you grow up, what shall you be?"
And Lisa always said,
"Dad, when I grow up, I'm gonna be the greatest pitcher. And you know what else? I'm gonna pitch in the major leagues. And you know what else? I'm gonna pitch in the World Series. And you know what else? I'm gonna win. And I'm gonna have a championship ring right here."
And Princess Lisa would make a fist with her pitching hand and point right to where that ring was going to go. And the king would always pat her hand and then pat her head and say,
"Oh, that's just fine, my dear."
And then he'd go about his kingly day because, you know, little girls say silly things. Well, over time, this little girl grew into a not-so-little girl. And her father, the king, decided that it was time for her to get married. And Lisa thought this was just about the worst idea she had ever heard.
"But, Dad, I don't want to get married yet. I don't even want to think about a wedding ring until I get my World Series ring."
"Enough," said the king. "Enough. You're making my ears ring. I am the king, and I am your father. And I said you're getting married, and that is that."
The king was very old-fashioned, and his word was law. He was so old-fashioned, in fact, that he believed that anyone who was going to marry a princess, especially if that princess was his daughter, had to fulfill a quest, like climb the highest mountain in the world, or slay a dragon, or something like that. But he wanted to be fair to his daughter, so he let her choose the quest that someone had to fulfill in order to win her hand in marriage. And Lisa, she didn't even have to think for 3 seconds.
"Okay, fine, Dad. If anyone wants to marry me, all he has to do is hit my curveball."
"Hit your curveball?"
"Yes, hit my curveball."
Well, the king was a man of his word, so he sent the royal page to the center of town to make a royal proclamation.
"Hear ye, hear ye. Any man who wishes to marry the Princess Lisa has to..."
"Is this right?" "Huh?"
"Hit her curveball?"
The very next day, thousands of suitors were waiting outside of the castle for their chance, and the line stretched out as far as the eye could see. To marry a princess? And someday be king? And to be filthy rich, all you had to do was hit a baseball thrown by a teenage girl? Ha! Too easy. Well, the first suitor in line, He was already wearing his tuxedo. And he stepped into the batter's box. And Princess Lisa strode out onto the field in her finest silk gown. And a pair of cleats and a baseball cap. And she stepped onto the pitcher's mound. Princess Lisa wound up and threw that baseball. Now the ball came in very slowly at first. And right when the suitor was getting ready to crush the ball, it curved down.
Whoosh!
Right when he swung. And the suitor didn't hear the crack of the bat. So he looked behind him. And there was the ball. And he looked at the princess. And she held up one finger and said two words.
Strike one.
Now the man was a little bit nervous, because he didn't want to look foolish in front of the entire kingdom. So he took a deep breath, and then he got ready. And once again Lisa wound up, and once again she threw the ball, and once again it curved,
whoosh.
And once again he swung so hard his shoes almost came off, and once again he missed.
Strike two.
Well, now he was really nervous, so he choked up on the bat, and he got ready, hands and knees shaking. This time, Lisa threw the ball high into the air, and that thing curved
whoosh.
So much that the suitor didn't even have a chance.
Strike three, you're out.
And the man skulked off, hanging his head in shame. He had struck out on three pitches from a girl. But he wasn't the only one. Lisa just kept on going. The next guy, she struck him out on three pitches. The guy after that, three pitches. The guy after that, she struck out on two pitches. Now, that may sound impossible, but that's just how good she was. From sunup to sundown, for weeks, she struck out everyone who was brave enough to try. She struck out pretty much everybody in the kingdom, and she struck out travelers from distant lands, and she even struck out a cat. And after a while, well, suitors just stopped showing up. And when finally no one was left to try and hit her curveball, Princess Lisa said to her father, the king,
"Well, Dad, it looks like I don't have to get married after all."
And the king was furious. You see, there are two kinds of people in this life who do not like hearing the word no. And they are kings and dads. And he was both. So the king, he got busy trying to think of a way out of this predicament. And his answer came quickly when the royal page burst into the room, frightened and out of breath.
Your Majesty, we have a terrible emergency. Your Majesty,
Get a hold of yourself, man. What is the problem?
Okay, in the center of the town, there is a. There's a dragon.
A dragon is, without a doubt, a very big problem. But in this problem, the king saw an opportunity. So he quickly wrote up a new royal proclamation for the royal page.
Any man who wishes to marry the Princess Lisa must slay that dragon!
And when Lisa heard this proclamation, it was her turn to be furious. She knew that as long as that dragon was in town, she was in danger. Not just of being eaten alive, but of something even worse than that. Of having to marry someone she didn't love. Marry someone she didn't even know. What if her future husband was rude? What if he didn't brush his teeth and then tried to kiss her? This just wouldn't do. So Princess Lisa decided if anyone was going to slay that dragon, well, it was going to be her. So Princess Lisa went to the library and checked out a book on dragon slaying. And she learned that to slay a dragon, you have to hit it with something sharp, like a sword or an arrow, in some place very soft, like in the eye, or in the mouth, or in the belly, if the dragon was missing any scales. Lisa did not know how to use a sword or a spear or a bow and arrow. That wasn't her thing. You know what her thing was. Baseball. So she searched around and found a sharp, jagged rock, about the size and shape of a baseball. And she put it in her pocket and went in search of the dragon. Princess Lisa did not have to search long, because there, in the center of the town, was the dragon. Gigantic, green and gleaming. This dragon had long, horrible teeth, even larger than Lisa herself, and strangely, for some reason, the dragon was wearing glasses, like huge bay windows in front of its glowing red eyes. So Lisa found a hiding spot, and she studied that dragon. And its belly was not missing any scales, and its mouth was tightly shut, and its eyes were safe behind those glasses, so thick that there was no way she could throw a rock through them. But perhaps she could curve one over. Princess Lisa wound up and threw the longest, curvingest curveball in history. And the rock went high into the sky, almost into the clouds. And just as it seemed it would soar over the dragon's head, it curved,
whoosh,
and went right over the glasses and embedded itself into the dragon's eye. And the dragon roared, stomping around in pain and anger. And when it had recovered, the monster bellowed over the hilltops.
Dares hit me in the eye with a rock!
And the dragon spotted the princess hiding behind a burned-out doghouse.
Was it you?
Maybe?
Why would you hit me in the eye with a rock?
Well, you were gonna eat me?
No, I wasn't. But now I'm gonna eat you because you hit me in the eye with a rock!
A furious dragon is one of the most terrifying things in the entire world. But Princess Lisa wasn't scared one bit, because she knew something that the dragon did not. She had another rock. And again she wound up, and again she threw, and again that rock sailed high, like it was going right over the dragon's mighty head. And the dragon said,
"You throw like a girl!"
And again, it curved. Whoosh!
Okay. I deserve that.
And the dragon rubbed his injured eye and loomed over Lisa, smoke drifting upwards from his nostrils. And Lisa was all out of rocks. And the dragon opened his mouth wider than the castle's drawbridge, and then he spoke.
That was a really good curveball.
Thank you?
Your name wouldn't happen to be Lisa, would it?
Maybe? Why?
There's a legend in this land of a princess named Lisa who throws a magical, unhittable curveball.
Okay. Well, now that you mention it, yeah, I am Princess Lisa.
That is great! I've been looking all over for you. You see, Lisa, I am a scout for the Major Leagues, and I have come to offer you, Princess, a contract.
And on that day, Princess Lisa was signed to a 6-year, $72.5 million contract to pitch in the Major Leagues. And you know what else? Just a few years later, she got to pitch in the World Series. And you know what else? She won. And you know what else? She got that World Series ring. And that means the princess and the dragon and all of Princess Lisa's fans got to live happily ever after. Princess Lisa's Curveball was written, performed, and produced by me, Joe Thoreau. The role of Princess Lisa was performed by Alexia Baressa. Special thanks, as always, go out to Nicole Tagel, who designed the 401 Stories artwork. And thanks also go out to the band Murder by Death, who allowed me to use their song Lost River as the 401 Stories theme music. You can enjoy a new episode of 401 Stories on the first of every month on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or you can stream or download it directly from 401stories.com. Feel free to visit that website for more information, or you can follow me on Twitter at 401stories, on Facebook, which is facebook.com/401stories, or you can email me 401stories@gmail.com. I sincerely hope you enjoyed today's episode, and thank you very much for listening.